Hey guys, the podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Just a reminder that July 27th is Bagpipe Appreciation Day.
Yes!
This is a day we celebrate their unique sound.
Well, yeah.
Bagpipes date back to the 13th century.
Uh-huh.
These instruments have been mostly associated with Scottish Highlands.
Uh-huh.
And would you shut that damn thing off?
What?
Thank you. And happy Bagpipe Appreciation Day.
Ew, my grandma's rolling over in her grave. What are you talking about? The Scotch people, the Scottish nation. They know the bagpipes are the most obnoxious instrument. And they don't care. Every family wedding, there's bagpipes. Every family funeral, there's bagpipes. My daughter will be getting married in South Philly next month. The first of my three lovely daughters to walk down the aisle. Will there be bagpipes? She said, no, I'm marrying an Italian guy. What does that mean? I wanted the bagpipes. I don't get too much decision-making here. It is Bagpipe Appreciation Day. Years ago on this program, was it early 90s? I don't remember. There was a bagpipe player who was also a professor at Bucknell. I got hooked up with him, and he came in and played the bagpipes for every spot in the show where we had a jingle, whether it was news, sports, top of the hour, station identification. 94KX jingles, they were all done via bagpipe. Let's just say it was history in the making. Hey, no late night sound bites this morning. All those guys have off. What's up with that, huh? 94.1. What? WQKX. Rob, the Sports Center keeps us close with the medal count at the Olympics, but we've got the heavy medal count, and we'll talk about a great comeback yesterday. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Hey. Well, that was interesting. That wasn't supposed to happen, actually. News is coming up next. It's Morgan in the Morning. That's what was supposed to happen. I know we posted last week about the Olympics, and I have to honestly say, I'm still a little disappointed that more than half of people who replied to her post said they're not interested. Now, since then, I have seen some great photos on Facebook from some of you who have said things like, take a look at these athletes. These are the ones we should be watching on TV. Tell the traitors to go home, show more of this. Athletes wrapped in the American flag and crying because they won a gold medal. Those are the things I want to see as well. And the moments that happened already, the most exciting moment from day four of the Olympics came from Lydia Jacoby. She is a swimmer on the U.S. team from Alaska. How can you be a swimmer from Alaska? It's always frozen, the water. The pool, Mom, the pool's frozen again. Well, get your dad out there to chip it off so you can practice. No. She's an amazing athlete. Listen how she goes from third place to first in the women's 100-meter breaststroke final. It's amazing.
Behind, Schumacher is a bubble in lane four with a slight lead. And then you've got Jacoby up there in lane three.
Here she comes.
Schumacher, we've got 10 meters left. Lydia Jacoby, the 17-year-old from Alaska, is putting on the surge of her career. And Lydia Jacoby is going to win gold.
Now, how can you not be excited about just the sound of that? So again, I know here in Central PA, more than half of us aren't watching the Olympics. At least Google the results. I think you will be a little bit prouder as an American. Could just be my opinion, though. I don't look at the dark side of anything. Sure, there's traitors everywhere. There will people, American athletes, that'll say bad things about America. I hate it, but it happens. The guy standing next to you at work might be a traitor. He might say something terrible today, but you still go to work, don't you? I mean, come on. Let's all just try to unite We are the United States of America, aren't we? News, sports, AccuWeather next, Morgan in the Morning.
Please. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Viral comedy, Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
All right, look for it later, but hear it right now. This happened a year ago, but it finally is making rounds on social media and, of course, on all forms of the intraweb. The internet. Anyway, a couple was having an outdoor wedding, and when the official asked if there were any objections to this couple getting married, somebody's dog.
May not be joined in matrimony. You should declare it now.
Okay, so my grandfather said it, my father said it, they're both gone, I'm here, I say it continuously. You can't fool kids or dogs.
Viral comedy, Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Stay with us. And there it is, on the way next.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
All right. You're a YouTuber. You want everybody to watch your stuff. I get it. But you also go by the name Unnecessary Inventions. So why should we watch? Well, Unnecessary Inventor Designer Maddie Bendetto thinks that the pogo stick crutches are the next best thing for people with a broken leg to have fun on. Maddie, explain, please.
First thing I had to do was take apart some old crutches I had laying around so I could build in some sort of spring mechanism. Then I started taking some exact measurements of my crutches and hop into my computer and start 3D designing what was going to be the new parts. Luckily, it was all finished up on the 3D printer, so I could take that part off and start assembling all the different parts I was going to need to build the pogo crutches together. I gave it a little bit of a test, and now it's time to bounce around with a nice
crutch. For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is.
Now,
on 94KX.
Now it's time to bounce around with a broken leg. His own words. Ladies and gentlemen, and there it is. WQKX. News is next. Stay with us. It's unbelievable. It's Morgan in the Morning. Yeah, every morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Turnabout by the CDC on mask wearing guidance, now recommending a resumption of indoor mask wearing in public settings in some parts of the country, even for vaccinated Americans.
Oh, boy.
Well, I thought this was old news.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought we'd made it through. But we got some work to do.
Yes,
it
is.
So that we don't get the flu.
No, the virus.
We got a beat, but now it's back.
Okay.
Odyssey is just where we're at. Some thought that it was bunk. But then they got the funk.
Funky.
Return of the mask. Get them up.
Return of the mask.
Miss your shots.
Return of the mask.
Baby, it's not that tough.
No.
Return of the mask.
Oh, yes, sir.
Return of the mask.
Here we go.
Return of the mask.
I don't.
We know just what to do.
The Quarantunes have returned, celebrating the anniversary of Return of the Mask. Still to come, some comedy on Birthday Buddies. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Wait.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Birthday buddy time, so my buddy Lynn Hall's in the house.
Yes, I am. I'm struggling with my headphones at the moment.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right now.
Yeah, you have a large chunk of hair sticking up. So,
that's all right.
Okay. It's radio.
No one can see. No one can see.
It doesn't matter at
whatever.
All, actually.
Right.
As we press forward, we will get to the local celebrities we call...
Birthday buddies.
On cue all the time. Uh-huh. We'll get to those in a bit. Lynn, there's no musical birthdays today.
Now, what's wrong with that? Now, come on. on.
I saw a lot of posts on Mick Jagger yesterday.
Oh, though. Yeah.
People were posting pictures of what he looked like. Young, he was such an ugly, skinny little guy. And now what he looks like at 78 years old, an ugly, skinny old man. So, but still, rock and roll talent.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
looking
through the list, and I'm like, okay, there is absolutely no musical birthday.
Not even a pure people.
You watched this on TV. We know you did.
It's okay. So did we.
Saved by the Bell. Yeah, Elizabeth Berkley, who played Jessie in Saved by the Bell, she is 49 years old today.
She was also on CSI Miami for a time.
Yes, you are correct.
Yep.
And I pulled up pictures of her because we like to do that once in a while. Yeah, she still looks good. She still...
From Television City in Hollywood.
Where?
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
I love this.
I know.
Songs that made the hit parade.
She sings like my mom.
That's true. She sings like my mom, too.
Sally Struthers, 74 years old today.
Gloria.
Gloria. 74. Does she still do those radio and TV commercials? Do you want a career in gun selling?
Yeah, I haven't seen one lately, but she was doing that.
I haven't either, so I wonder if she's still around. Well, happy birthday. We'll call you Gloria.
Gloria.
Since we played the theme. Mm-hmm. And Optimus Prime is celebrating a birthday today.
Dude, you got something on your face. My sword.
Ah! He always had a bad attitude. Let's visit more, because it's funny. How about it, Optimus?
You can call us Autobots.
Autobots.
And we'll call you Autobots.
Autobots, that's funny.
For dorks. Dorks detected. Do you like this fountain? Delivery for Sam Witwicky. It's a girl you have no chance with.
My goodness.
He was always so...
He was edgy all the time.
Edgy.
Why so edgy, Optimus?
Peter Cullen is his real name. And, okay, there's some processing on that voice there. But he is 80 years old.
Wow.
Today. Wow. You know, I have this... dream of being an animated voice.
Always a fun thing.
It's on my bucket list.
Wouldn't that be great?
It'll happen before I die. I can do a voice like that. anyway, it's time for more birthdays, or as we call them...
Birthday buddies.
Yeah, they're the local celebs.
They are.
Like Amy Hoke of Sealands Grove. Happy birthday. She's 52 today.
Chelsea Stiers from Mifflinburg, 29 today.
Darren Schutt from Lycans is 52 today.
Well, now we have Hayden Waltman, but we don't know where Hayden's from, but anyway, happy birthday, Hayden, 23 today.
I like that name, Hayden. Pretty cool.
It's a great name.
Jamie J, who sounds like a pop artist, is 43. She's from Sunbury.
Jamie Snyder from McBaytown, 35.
Jen Bennick from Danville, 47 today. Happy birthday.
And Jennifer Mosser from Dornsife. She's 44 today. And
Jennifer Wren from Port Treverton is 35.
And someone else from Port Treverton, Jennifer Rissinger. 41 today.
Yeah, a lot of Jennifers here.
Yeah.
Okay, Jess, and I hope I get her name right, Zanitas, is 36 years old today.
And Jules is a great name, too. Oh, Jules Tawney, 31 today.
There it is. Melissa Williams from Sunbury is 56 today.
Sam Furster from Sunbury, 52 today.
Happy birthday to Scott Shimore. He's from Sealands Grove, 54.
And Wendy Swartz from Milton, 58. Happy birthday, Wendy.
So there you go. They are today's birthday buddies. If you want your birthday announced, best way to do it, use the Ford Fun Line toll-free. Call us anytime. We're here. You could use snail mail. You could use Facebook Messenger. Or if you want to text us, you go ahead on and take that risk.
Try. It's okay. Just try. But just we can't guarantee anything that way.
We don't guarantee anything, period.
That's true. Yeah. Now that you mention it. But anyway.
Each and every day at this time, it's...
Birthday buddies.
With Lynn Hall, who stops in every day, and we absolutely love it. Thanks for popping in.
Oh, no problem.
Morgan in the Morning News is next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. Some call it stupid news. We say...
And there it is.
Okay, this country's divided. I'm not going to get on a soapbox. But we're more divided than ever before. When we have to put on a disguise, to go to the doctors or the clinic to get your vaccination. Because you're worried about what your friends might think because they don't want to get vaccinated.
They've had several people come in to get vaccinated who have tried to sort of disguise their appearance and even went so far as to say, please, please, please don't let anybody know that I got this vaccine. I don't want my friends to know.
What in the world is going on? I used to think HIPAA laws were ridiculous, but now it's actually the patients and not the doctor's office that's not giving names or addresses or political affiliations. Come on, guys. Come on.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
Coming up, some viral comedy, which has to do with Disney World. And we'll check the Facebook post we did early this morning. Check it out. If it were an Olympic event, you would win the gold. What would it be? Let us know. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
This is a good one, and it comes from one of the parades, one of the many, many parades at Disney World. Now, you know, no matter what age you are, when the characters come down the street, you could yell to them, and sometimes they'll answer. For this young woman trying to court Gaston from... from Beauty and the Beast, probably not a good idea because of Gaston's attitude.
Gaston, my boyfriend just broke up with me. Will you go out with me?
Now, it's hard to pick up what he actually said. However... Yes, you just got roasted, because when you said, Gaston, my boyfriend just broke up with me, would you go out with me? Gaston said, sorry, I'm looking for the most beautiful woman in town. Evidently, evidently. Evidently, it wasn't you.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Here we are in the 8 a.m. hour on a Tuesday. That means Try a Tuesday, and we've revamped the feature by incorporating an entire Try a Tuesday team. Is it because Morgan can't do it by himself? Perhaps.
Maybe. Oh,
you didn't have to chime in there. And yeah, Sam, you came up with this idea. Sam Tyler, our nighttime personality here, came up with this idea like almost randomly yesterday. And you got a hold of me and you said, hey, do we have a Try It Tuesday? And I said, no, if we don't have one, we just won't do one. And you came up with this idea of pasta chips. Where did you get this idea?
Well, naturally, I got it from TikTok.
Okay, that's where we steal a lot of Try It Tuesdays.
Yes, yes. Okay. It's trending on TikTok right now. It's mm-hmm. like the hot new snack of the moment.
So listen up, moms. The snack could be for the kids today. Five basic ingredients, it says here,
yep.
Which is really cool. So first you cook some pasta. Everybody knows how to do that. You drop it in the Wawa, right?
Very easy. Throw yeah. some salt in there.
Mm-hmm. And then you have cooked pasta.
Yep.
And then comes five ingredients, and what did you call it? Your magical new toy over here?
Yeah, I like to call it my cooking creature, otherwise known as an air fryer.
Okay. The thing looks pretty cool. Now,
yeah, it's like a little mini spaceship.
I don't have
for
one,
food.
But I'm an old guy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it does look like a mini spaceship where you make food in it. Is this air fryer a trend, too?
Yes. I was going to say, as much as the... pasta chips are a trend. The air fryer in and of itself kind of became a pandemic trend, I feel like, with my generation, because we couldn't go out to eat. We couldn't get our Chipotle, so we had to find an easy way to make our Chipotle from home.
Now, if you're a real healthy person like Taylor here,
yes.
She uses one all the time, too?
Yeah.
And Cassie, you too? Holy cow. Yeah. Well, we got a whole team here to do this, and we will be Facebook Live coming up in just a couple minutes. Pasta, olive oil, Parmesan cheese, spices, and some kind of dip ingredient. That's all you need?
That's it. And it does smell cheesy in here right now, doesn't it? I can smell the Parmesan.
We must differentiate. The show is cheesy, but right now it smells cheesy.
It smells cheesy. Tom's not cheesy.
Yeah, it smells delicious, though. So one of these newfangled products here, one of these, makes stuff like this all the time?
All the time. Ryland, actually, we had to do a test run, actually, last night, and Rydog actually helped me. So your kids can get in on this. He did all of the ingredients, all the mixing. So all the stuff you're going to do, Rydog did last night, too. So if a seven-year-old can do it, you can do it, Tom.
I was going to say, for those of you who don't know who the infamous Rydog is, Sam's beautiful, wonderful little boy. So he made it last night. So therefore, if a seven-year-old could do it,
you can do it.
Anybody could do it.
That's right.
Tom Morgan.
I'm looking at
it.
You.
Okay. A brand new version of Try It Tuesday with our Try It Tuesday team. It's all on the way. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning, Facebook Live.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
It's time for Tom's top list of the day. These are interesting, especially if you're a movie buff. I wish I had Movie Mike with me right now, but here's the top five turndowns in motion pictures. Are you ready? Number five, Sandra Bullock. She turned down the role as Neo in The Matrix. Why would you do that? That was such a great movie. The team was going to change the role to female just for her, The Matrix. And her quote was, "I'm not interested." Whoopsie. Number four is Will Smith. He turned down the Django Unchained movie role because he wasn't really digging Quentin Tarantino's creative direction. Wow. He also turned down The Matrix. That's another story. Will Smith has actually turned down a lot of roles, but there's just one. Number three is Claire Danes. Turned down the role of Rose in Titanic. Okay? A huge movie. Huge movie role. She turned it down because she didn't have it in her to do another romance with Leonardo DiCaprio. You do remember Romeo and Juliet, right? Number two is my girl, Drew Barrymore. I think she's so weird, she's wonderful. I know you might not agree, but anyway, she turned down the role of Sidney Prescott in Scream because she was sick of being the final girl horror movie cliche. All right. And number one is one of my favorite actors, Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson turned down the role of James Bond. Why would you do that? Why? He turned down the role because his wife said if he took it, she'd divorce him. What? WQKX. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
All month celebrating kids, your kids, our kids, everybody's kids. I mean, it's been a great month and it's winding down. And it's been presented by Oberdorf Carpet One and Flooring. And our good friends at Knoebels. We have 50 nifty kids going to Knoebels tomorrow. We'll tell you all about that tomorrow morning right here on the old breakfast show. Morgan in the Morning and Taylor Schultz, who is a fascinating person. Unfortunately, you never hear from her, see her, because she's behind the scenes.
Yes, I usually am. Hello.
Good morning. Yeah, our promotion director here at SBC Media. This pierogi contest that we had for kids from Fisher's Boston Pierogies in Shamokin was a pretty cool idea that really manifested into something much larger. I mean, like people went nuts on this thing.
Oh, they did. We have probably about 24 entries. We had kiddos that had empanada pierogies with queso cheese.
Wow.
We had spaghetti with meatballs pierogies. We had PB&J pierogies. That was your and I's favorite.
Yeah,
but
I like
our
the
top
idea.
Winner is okay. Miss Tierney. She is a 7-year-old from Dornsife.
Oh, wow.
She actually made a mac and cheese pierogi with sharp Cooper cheese and bacon in it. So that's who Fisher's Boston Pierogi chose as our winner. And she'll get 3 dozen of her own pierogies, her winning flavor, 2 dozen pierogies of another Fisher's flavor. Her name and photo, we'll have that up here on KX and our sister station 100.9 The Valley here very shortly.
Okay.
And then she'll have an opportunity to meet with Fisher's Boston Pierogies and get her photo there and all that other good stuff and actually makes some of her own pierogies. And she is the master chef of pierogies in the central Susquehanna Valley. So there's no greater bragging rights than that.
I wonder if she gets a big hat or something. Or maybe her name on the wall at Fisher's Boston Pierogies in Shamokin, like a wall of fame.
She probably will.
Terry, you're amazing. You know, if she wants a spot here on a Try a Tuesday or something, we could try one of her pierogies.
Absolutely.
That would be a cool idea. So congratulations, Terry, and tough job to decide with all those great little kids' recipes.
Absolutely. All the flavors and ideas were great. So shout out to all the kiddos who had their flavors submitted in. They were all great flavors. It was very, very hard to choose from. But thank you all to all the kiddos that participated today.
Thank you for coming in, Tay.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me.
Morgan in the Morning with final thoughts coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Hey, earlier this morning, if you were with us, we said it was National Bagpipe Appreciation Day, and I played a little bagpipe music, and I know it made people just hide the cat, you know, that kind of thing, because it's that kind of noise. But then I did mention that my grandmother was born in Scotland and came over on the boat when she was like 12. Her name was Mamie Matilda Macadana. That's it. You don't get any more Scotch than that. Mamie Matilda Macadana. And she's gone now. But I appreciate, like, maybe her looking down upon me when I played the bagpipes and saying, now that's good music. You don't need none of that stuff. What was she used to say? Something other than the word crap. I don't remember what it was. But another thing she used to say to me a lot was, Tommy, who stole your scone? Tommy, who stole your scone? And I'd look at my dad and I'd be like, what the heck is she saying? He said, stole your scone, like cat got your tongue, or who stole your cookie? Who said, why are you so quiet? And so it was at that very moment that I decided I would never be quiet again. And look what it's done for my career. Isn't that amazing? Not only is it National Bagpipe Appreciation Day, but now this is all starting to make sense. It's National Scotch Day.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch is got scotch. Here it goes down into my belly.
Little Ron Burgundy never hurt anyone. Chad Evans is next. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.